Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. And now, let's go exploring.
We are here today, all the way from village Qasr al-Khamliya. Just to give you a little bit of perspective, it's about 6 kilometers from Merzouga Desert. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. In today's episode, we have a very special guest, Mr. Mohamed, with us. Mr. Mohamed, welcome to the podcast. Very glad to have you today.
And thank you so much.
We appreciate your hospitality.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
you. You are so welcome. Also, we are so happy for your existence with us here today. So you are so welcome with us.
I will appreciate that.
Thank you so
much. Mr. Mohamed, would you please tell us and the audience a little bit about yourself, your background?
Sure. So my name is Mohamed. I am 26 year old. I start music here in Khamliya around 8 year old.
Since you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Until now. So we still playing music.
I'm 8 years old.
Okay, perfect. What can you tell us about the history of Qasr al-Khamliya? the people?
So for about Khamliya, Khamliya, it's an Namazia word.
What does it mean?
It's expressed like the green, some greenware, some green land.
Vegetation, you know? Okay.
Yeah. So that's why people came to live here in the past because of the agriculture.
I see.
But for now, it's totally different.
Yes.
As you can see.
It's very dry.
Yeah.
Very hot. It looks like it's been dried out for quite some time.
Exactly.
What can you tell us about the history of the Gnawa music? And we watched you do a couple of shows earlier for us today. Just amazing. Incredible.
Thank you so much.
If you can give us the little bit of history of Gnawa music.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
So for the Gnawa music, it's traditional music. It's an African traditional music. And it's spiritual music also. The black people created it. They came in the past as someone's as slaves and someone's as nomads.
Nomads. Okay. So when you said, can you tell us the country specific?
Specific countries?
Yes.
Actually, there is no one know the specific countries.
Specific, yes. I see.
Just we can say sub-Saharan
countries.
Sub-Saharan,
okay.
All the black countries.
Okay.
So all black people came as slaves, as nomads from all the black countries.
So they came to Morocco.
They came to Morocco and from Morocco to other countries. And as
I
you
see.
Can see in the US or in Europe.
Yes. Okay. What does Gnawa music mean to them? And what's the significance of Gnawa music to them and to this region?
So for Gnawa music, it has been created just to express the suffering of its slaves.
I see.
With spiritual music. So it's to express the suffering of its slaves and how they were looking for freedom. And for us also, how we got freedom. Because it's religious music also in this side of getting freedom. Because for us, we believe that we get our freedom because of Islam. That's why in most of our music songs, we are talking about God, about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And that's it.
That's a little short description. I see that you said that you were playing music since you were 8 years old. Can you take us back to your father's generation, to your grandfather's generation?
Yeah, sure.
How was that music? Has it changed since then, or the culture of it and the tradition, it's still the same?
Surely not. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
In the past, it was life here so hard, you know.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit
more? After the agriculture and after the coming of the occupation of French, people were working with French, especially in place here. It's called Memphis.
Memphis,
was working in the metallic.
Okay, give me just 1 second because to explain to the audience, we have visited this site just earlier today and we've seen how harsh that life is. We've shown how the village is and how people lived in those harsh and very difficult conditions under the occupation of the French. This is back in 1912. So it's over a century and they were used for labor, basically. And his grandfather was one of those people. And our guide told us that they used to have a day off, maybe once a week. But in his case, his grandfather used to have one day off in 2 weeks. So your grandfather will come from those mines to the village to see his family, which is, you know.
My grandfather, he was working with the occupation, as you know. And he just can come back one time in
two weeks.
Yes, exactly. And it was so hard. Hard work for them there.
I can imagine. I mean, going up all the way to those caves, just it's beyond difficult. So what else can you tell us about the importance of Gnawa music? We understand you said that it's sub-Saharan. It doesn't really have a specific origin, but sub-Saharan came here in caravans as slaves. And the other one, they came by ships.
Yes, exactly.
Through Essaouira.
Yeah.
So the Gnawa music here, is it the same as the Gnawa music in Essaouira or in Marrakesh or anywhere else that is being played in Morocco?
It's not the same, as you can see just in the dress.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Here we are using the white dress as expression of peace.
Peace, yeah. I see, okay.
And also because it's totally different, because here it's not like the city. The work in the city is totally different. Because here in the past, most of the slaves, they work just with nomads.
Yes.
To keep saving them animals here in.
I see. Yeah. Okay. That must have been very difficult.
Yeah.
I can just imagine. It's just beyond incredible. So, can you give us a little bit of history of how the Gnawa music is supported? You know, I see there's a lot of tourists. We've been here for probably 2.5 hours, and I've seen people come in and out, in and out, and in and out. Small groups, a couple. Is that the only way or one of the ways that you guys get support in the Khamilia village?
Yes, for the moment, yes.
Okay. Is it enough or you need more help?
Actually, we still need more help.
You need more help. Yeah. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to get in trouble. I see the importance of you, obviously, trying to keep the tradition alive, moving from, you know, generation to generation to generation, which is very, very meaningful. As we speak, the Gnawa Music Festival in Essaouira, it goes on for a few days. And do you have something similar here in Khamilia?
Yes.
A festival?
Yeah, here in Khamilia also, we have festival each year in August.
In August?
Yes.
Okay.
For this year, it will be in the first days of August.
First few days, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so now the festival in August, why is it specifically in August? Is there a reason why? Or is just that's how it has always been?
The reason is the same reason why people came to live here for the agriculture.
I see, yes.
So people in the past, they finished the agricultural work in summer. So that's why they prepared the festival in summer.
Oh, it makes sense.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Exactly.
To celebrate the harvest.
When all finish with agriculture, they start the festival.
Okay, I see. Anybody can attend the festival or you have to be invited to attend the festival?
No, there is no invitation for the festival. Anyone can.
Anyone can attend, but do you send some specific invitation to people
just
from
before,
around the village?
Just before the days of the festival.
I see.
We have, because as I told you, it takes like 1 month of preparation.
Okay.
So in these days before, we prepare it by turning around the villages and getting some supports like money or some dish.
Okay. To help?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a specific area where the festival is being done? Is it like a big tent or how many people usually attend the festival? And how long is the festival, by the way?
So for the festival, it's 3 days. For 3 days. And it is a specific place. Sure.
Okay. How many people can that place?
It is a lot of people.
A lot of people, yeah. Okay.
Because also in summer, there is the national tourist.
Yes.
So, as you know, Mirzuga is now owned by the sand, and that way that they are covering.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Exactly.
Do you invite any certain type of guests, like ministries, ministers, and stuff like
exactly.
that? Okay, I see, So, what else can you tell us about your story, about your history in Qasr Khamila?
Qasr Khamilia.
Khamilia, sorry.
Just to give you some information about the groups of music, because normally there is the big group of music that is preparing the
festival.
Yeah,
I see.
And it's not the same as this one.
Okay.
Because normally this one, it's newest than the other one.
So this is the newest group. So basically, we talked earlier and you said that you have three groups. The biggest group is the one that takes care of preparing the festival. And the festival, it really takes
1 month.
Around 1 month to get it prepared. And the reason why it's in August, because it's after the Eid. The Eid al-Adha. Because if you look at Ramadan and then Eid al-Adha, which is the biggest holiday in our Islamic calendar, it's about 2 months and 10 days. So people, they need a little bit more time. So we're talking about probably the first week of July, the preparation will be starting preparing for the festival. So that's why it takes approximately about 30 days to get it done. And that's the reason why it moved to August. And it moves around depending on the lunar calendar where that falls. So probably it's going to be in August for some time. Then it'll probably move to July. And it moves slowly year after year, which is very interesting. So in the village, you have three groups. Obviously, that's the biggest. Then you have a second group that takes care of the tourists, for example, us. when we came in, and we've seen a lot of people in and out, and you've been doing some shows, quite a few actually, and sometimes it gets busy. So in that case, you have to create another group of Gnawa music. Yeah. So can you walk us through that experience, please?
Yeah, because as you know, this group is the second one after the big one.
Big one. Okay, so you're right in the middle.
It have been created by Mr. Zaid.
Zaid. So this is group Zaid of Gnawa music.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So sometimes it became full.
I see.
So there is nowhere to play the music for the other guests.
I see.
That's why we need another group to create another group. That's why there is Bambara group.
Okay. So the big group takes care of the logistics of big events.
Yes.
Then it's you take care of something like this, which is just incredible. And then when it gets busy and there's like a waiting list and people are waiting, then the other group of Gnawa music will take over.
And for now, the two groups are working in
together.
Same, same time.
And at the same time.
Each group needs help from the other.
I see. They collaborate.
Yes,
okay, it's teamwork, basically. Yeah. That's really, really good. So explain to us the importance of Gnawa music to this region, Marzouga, the south of Morocco region. Why is it really important? Why are you keeping this tradition alive?
Because it's like a part of life here. Because for us, it's very important because it's our work for now. And also for the other villages, it's very important because it's part of the tours, the touristic programs, you know?
Yes.
To pass it from here to discover the place and to get information about the place, the village.
Okay. The question that I have for you, Si Muhammad, is can anybody come and visit you here? Or do they have to make a reservation? Do they have to make a booking ahead? Or how does it normally work?
No, anyone can visit us here.
No reservation needed?
No reservation.
Okay. And they get welcomed with the Gnawa music?
Yeah.
Authentic Gnawa music and mint tea. The tea was just very different. It has a kick. If you know what I'm talking about, is you know, the desert tea is very different. So I really, really enjoyed it. Now, the question that I have, I want to see if there's anything else you want to share with the audience, something that we did not talk about, you and I.
So just to make you know that here in Khamliya also, we have Bivouac Gnawa around, yes.
Oh, I did not know
just
that.
Here. And also we have Riyadh.
Okay. So Si Muhammad, what he just said, that they have Riyadh with the local family, Gnawa, and also they have a camp, Gnawa camp. In the desert.
Yeah. Where you can enjoy music at night. And it be totally different, of course, than
the one
music.
That we just...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it be with women, because normally there is women also playing music with
us. I see.
So in the camp, it's music with the women.
It's a mixture of men and women playing our music in the camp.
To get traditional.
Obviously after dinner.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, nice. Okay. Anything else, Mohammed?
That's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This concludes our episode of today's Gnawa Music. Really, really appreciate you tuning in.
And please book a trip to Destination Morocco podcast.
Thank you. High five.
That's now gone. Now we're
high. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
have traveled the world, but Morocco's allure beckons you. Destination Morocco is here to create the perfect once-in-a-lifetime Moroccan journey, tailored exclusively to your desires. Let us craft an itinerary that unlocks the secrets of this mesmerizing land just for you. For a luxurious, bespoke Moroccan adventure of a lifetime, visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And let us turn your dreams into reality. Your amazing Moroccan experience awaits.